Hi, this is Kim McMillan, and this is Arts in the Valley, 1480 KYOS AM. Today I have Berkeley artist Ruth Peterson Shore on. She's both a sculptor and a painter, and I had the pleasure of looking at her art. Just incredible. How are you doing, Ruth?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Once I viewed your art, I'm like, wow, you have so much to give.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you looking.
It was an honor. Why don't you tell us about the mediums that you work in and where this comes from? I really consider your art soul art because it speaks to me, at least as it speaks to me on a soul level.
Thank you. I work in many mediums. I work mainly in oils for painting, and I do ceramic sculpture and rakuit mostly, which is a Japanese firing technique. Most of the inspiration comes from an emotional base of memories and events in my life, which I hope can connect with the universal feelings and experiences that other people have had. We each have our own experiences. Everyone is unique, but the feelings that are evoked and the intensity of feeling and connection with the rest of the world is universal. So that's what I try to tap into in my work.
Well, you've tapped into it. Now, we talked briefly about your fairy collection online, because you know I love fairies, and I ask, where did that come from? The magical quality and the very richness of those paintings.
Thank you. Those are all graphite drawings, and they're fairly small in size. I actually believe in fairies. I think they exist. I think they touch our lives in spiritual ways. I've painted cloaked figures and fairies for many, many years because I feel like there is magic in the world.
Yeah.
And we see it every day, and we need to appreciate it and really focus on it instead of dismissing it as just part of life. I grew up in New York City. We didn't have flowers every season. I never saw a tomato on a vine. To me, that's a miracle. I actually thought that rainbows were like unicorns, not really real. So I see magic and I see incredible spirituality in everything. And the fairy series came from, I was in a place where I couldn't really do large work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking around and my own plants in my own home were the inspiration. And I actually think there are magical things in everyday life. And that's where it came from.
Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful thing to say. Now, you also, I saw these wonderful mix of colors to give you a feeling of otherworldliness. Where does that come from? This the kind of feeling when you look at your paintings that you're visiting another world.
A lot of my paintings come from dreams. And so it is another reality for us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of it as something just in your head. I do think of dreams as another reality that we all experience. And when I paint my dreams, it's an invitation for people to see that part of my own unique world. Hopefully, people also will see it as part of their experience. So the otherworldliness of it and the quality of in and out is that time and space are not finite. I believe that we can tap into a space that is beyond the clock or the season. So I try to make my work. That's why I paint mostly nudes or cloaked figures.
Mm-hmm.
Release them from the time of the 21st century or 1967. If I put them in clothes, it's really to bring you to that time and place. But the kind of colors and There are some of my paintings. There's one that's called Hide and Seek in that I did based on being in actually the place where Jesus was supposed to walk on water in Israel, it's got this multi-dimensional time, and that's what I look for in the space that I try to create in some of my work, is not the right here and now, right, but the universality of time. In that place, there were ruins from centuries, like 7,000 years of ruins that you could see all the layers of, mm-hmm, and as well as brand new life and growth. And that kind of transformation of time is something that I look at in time and space in my work. I don't know if that's clear at
no,
all.
No, it's
but,
completely
but
clear
that's
to me.
Kind of what I'm looking for is not to place these feelings or these experiences in a specific time. It's even my narrative work, my stories, are stories that we all experience.
No, I love it. Have you ever read any of Swedenborg? There's a quote in Heaven and Hell where he basically talks about the highest angels being nude, because there was no need, there was nothing to hide. There's no need for clothing. There's no need to say that I have faith, because how do you say faith? How I have faith, or because it just is. So perhaps there's a quality in your work that is, it just is. It's a moment of truth in painting.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's really interesting that you see nudity as an exposure of truth.
I do.
Of this is who I am, and this is take it or leave it. This is who I am, and because I also paint cloaks, and the symbolism behind the cloak is, for centuries, it's been used as a metaphor for hiding,
right,
for secure, for both hiding and revealing, for security and also this keeping everything out.
Right.
And nudity, and especially in art, is a vulnerability,
right,
as well as a declaration of this is who I am.
A celebration is, I see nudity in so much of art as actually celebrating the life, celebrating the form, celebrating every single article of that person's being, and not seeing anything as less than beautiful.
Wow. You know, there's a series of my ceramic torsos that are based on that whole concept that you just spoke about. They're female torsos, and they're wall hung, and they're all different shapes and sizes of women who are cancer survivors, women who are larger, women who are very thin. And they're based on the beauty within, that it's our body is a shell. But there is something to be celebrated about it, because without it, we don't exist.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I think celebrate your cellulite. Celebrate that extra layer. Celebrate when the extra layer is gone. If you see everything in the body as something that is earthly beauty, I think it lets you experience yourself another light. And I think that's what artists do. They allow us to experience ourselves differently. They allow us to transcend.
That's the hope. That's the hope that many of us have. There's a piece that I have in a show in Oakland right now that is kind of about that transformation and that letting go. It's called Tashlik, which is a Jewish tradition during the 10 days of awe, and you let go of any harm you've done to anyone else and your sin, so to speak. That otherworldliness, that quality of transcendence, is what I was really hoping to bring to the viewer.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Now, you have a show that opens on June 6th called Disconnect at Transmissions Gallery. Can you tell us something about that show in Oakland?
It's not just me. It's many, many women artists from from Northern California. And it should be a really fascinating show of different perspectives, connection and disconnection, which is a really strong theme in a lot of my work. If you look at my box series online...
I did see that, yeah.
There's a sense of connecting, of finding your own space, of trying to be with someone else without losing yourself.
Right.
And I'm really very, very interested in seeing what other artists do with just that word of disconnect and seeing how they portray it, because I see disconnection just like light and dark. You can't have disconnection if you haven't connected.
What a wonderful concept. You can't have disconnection if you haven't connected. I love that. I love that. Now, that show goes on till July 19th.
Yes. The opening is on June 6th. Everyone's welcome. It's the first Friday in downtown Oakland. The gallery is on West Broadway, West Grand Avenue, and near San Pablo. There'll be a performance art called Disconnect Connect at 7:30 that evening, but everyone is welcome. Come on by and see what we're doing.
Well, I'll put this up a little bit earlier on Facebook because you will not actually air till after June 28th.
Great.
But this is so important. I want people to come to see this show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Anything that celebrates women, that celebrates the uniqueness of the body and us as individuals, we got to showcase. We have to showcase that. Can you give your website for my audience?
Sure. My website is Ruth Peterson Shorer. It's RUTHPETERSEN Shorer, SHORER, .com.
Right, .com. And you can do a shorter version of it too, right?
Yeah, you can do Ruth Peterson or Ruth Shorer, but it is Peterson with an E.
Okay. Now, what are you currently working on? Because I saw so much that I was in great admiration about. So what's your latest work that you're working on right now?
Currently, I'm working on two different series, which are really vastly different from each other in appearance. The Fire series is continuing. I'm working on the eighth painting. It's a larger piece, and it works a lot more with the space and the sanctity of a space within a firestorm. And you'll see it. It should be on. I actually photographed that piece as I was doing it.
Wow.
And I'm hoping to do a kind of slideshow video of the creation of that piece and put it up on my website at this point.
I would love to see that.
Also continuing with the window series. For me, windows are a metaphor for hope. They allow you to see outside the world that you live in while keeping the security of what is familiar, but it opens up amazing options for you. And so I have actually, with my triptychs and diptychs of windows, created the space of a room as if you stand inside the room and are looking out to some area which is beyond what is currently available to you.
Right.
And one of the reasons that I wanted that is to remind people that there is a world outside of what you're going through right this minute. That there, you know, we get so caught up in the minutia of life. You know, I didn't get to the supermarket, so I don't have the cheese for the souffle or whatever it is that you're obsessing about. But when you look outside the window, whether it's metaphorically or physically, it reminds you that there is a whole world out there, and this little thing is not going to make or break your life.
Well, I want to let my audience know I'm talking to Ruth Peterson Shore. She's a Berkeley artist, a sculptor, and a painter. She has a wonderful, wonderful website where you can see brilliant artwork. Ruth Shore, RUTHSHORER.com. Now, Ruth, what would you say to our listeners? There are so many people that want to create art, that love it, but there's so much fear. Like, what would you say to someone who is battling with that inner artist within themselves?
I would say two things. First of all, one of the most important things to remember to do, and I do it in my work as an artist and as an early childhood educator, is to play. Let yourself play. It is so much fun to play with different mediums. Tear something up and put it back together in a different way. There are so many options of playing with art. And the fear becomes when you're trying to create an object. So enjoy the process and let yourself have fun and play with it. Doesn't mean every minute of it's going to be joy, because that's why they call it work. But to allow yourself to experiment and try to lose the idea that anyone will ever see it, because that will free you. The other trick that I found when I am blocked, when I'm having trouble getting into my studio, is to say, I'm going to do 5 minutes. I'm just going to paint for 5 minutes. Or I'm just going to walk into my studio for 5 minutes. Of course, it turned into 5 hours if I have that time very often. But just to break down that barrier, there was an amazing Chinese poet who wrote that his last writings were that he died for the blank page. There's something really intimidating about the idea that you have to create a thing. But if you allow yourself to play and you say to yourself, I'm just going to do it for a little bit, it can break that barrier for you.
Oh, this is so inspiring to me. It's the idea that something so simple, if an artist picks up that word, whether you're a writer or a painter or a performance artist, play. It's so simple.
There are many, many books written about the power of play for young children, but I think there's not enough focus on it for adults. And it can mean going on the swings, but it can also mean just letting yourself be in the moment. That's what play is about, is being right there in the moment and just allowing yourself to do what you want.
Thank you so much for this inspiring interview. We've run out of time, I'm afraid, because I could talk about this forever. But would you like to give your address for your website once again, so people can have the privilege of seeing your beautiful art?
Thank you so much. My website is Ruth, R-U-T-H, Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N, Shorer.com. S-H-O-R-E-R, or you can do Ruth Peterson or RuthShorer.com, and you'll get there just the same. Or Google my name, Ruth Peterson Shorer, or Ruth Shorer, or Ruth Peterson, and you will get to my website. And thank you so much if you take the time to look at my work. I really appreciate it.
It's just been a joy. And what I love about your work is that it really is in celebration.
Thank you. Actually, there's a show down in Southern California that has a few of my paintings called Celebrating Women at the Blinn House in Pasadena. So just, if you're in Southern California, enjoy that.
Well, we'll put it up on Facebook so those people in the Southern California area will know about your work. Thank you so much,
Kim. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
I feel the same way. And this is Arts in the Valley.